Before we share communion together as a congregation, is there anyone who did not pick up communion elements on their way in? If so, if you would just raise a hand. Our elders of the morning are coming forward up front here. We want to make sure that everyone has communion elements before we share together. There is gluten-free as well as regular. Anyone else in need of communion elements? Okay, in the back there. Yeah, wave a hand, make sure that Debbie can see you. There we go. There's food for all. All right. We invite you to flip the cup so that the bread is at the top of the little wafer. And if you'll peel back the foil at the top and get that wafer out. If you need help from the person sitting alongside of you, by all means, don't hesitate to ask. We realize that this is but a symbol of what it is we are celebrating, but the symbol matters. It speaks to us of something far bigger, far more awesome, far more indescribable than what we have in our hand. But it reminds us of one whose love for us is undying, one whose love for us is unmatched, one whose love for us will never end. This is for us the body of Christ, given so that we might have life, broken so that we might be made whole. Remembering this, we take and eat.
You'll flip that little cup over, you will see the juice. Carefully peel back that foil. And as we drink, I know this is but a taste of the abundant love and life that Christ has for us and had in mind when he poured out his life for us. This is for us the blood of Christ, life poured out that we might know fullness of life. And remembering this, we take and drink.
Please be with me in a spirit of prayer. Holy God, you have met us at this table. You are here in this place. You are in Greta and Kara and Andrew and Gray. You are in each person sitting in these pews, whether they are familiar with being here often or whether this is something they haven't done in a very long time. You are in them. May we feel that life in new and life-giving ways. As we go out into the world having been fed, may we dare to feed others figuratively and literally, with our words, with our actions, with our generous spirits. All of these things we pray with thanksgiving in Christ's name. Amen. You may have noticed as we were singing the closing hymn, our four confirmands have snuck out early. They are out in the courtyard out front. It's a beautiful day out. There are cupcakes for everyone out front. You can't celebrate confirmation without cupcakes here at St. John's, or cake of some manner. We hope you'll be able to venture out that way and greet them. Let them know how glad you are that they are now a part of our church family in a very official way. Not that they weren't before. We've claimed them all along. But this makes it official, and we want to celebrate with them. So please, take a few moments to greet them and make sure you get a cupcake for the journey. And then as you go out into the world, let me remind you, we have had a chance to breathe this morning in this beautiful place with God here in our midst. We have been fed at Christ's table. And now the challenge is to go out into the world. And as you do, I challenge you to go forth into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of God's Holy Spirit. And as you do, may the light of God surround you, the love of God enfold you, the power of God protect you, and the peace of God remain ever with you. Amen.